Hello, Anchor family. It has been a few days since I spoke with you last, and I'm really sorry to let you down. I was enjoying some life this weekend with a friend in town, and we are busy packing because this Thursday we are making the move from Asheville, North Carolina, where we've been for nearly 6 years, to Chicago, Illinois. So it's a very busy time for us around here. But I wanted to hop on Anchor this afternoon and answer some Instagram questions that came in over the past few days. As always, thanks so much for following and being here. I'm so excited to connect with each of you on Anchor. And for those of you who I have not met yet, my name is Tyler McCall, and I'm an Instagram marketer, strategist, and coach for creative entrepreneurs. And I teach folks how to use Instagram to build a following online that's engaged and connected to them and their brand, and then turn those followers into raving fans, people who book your services, buy your products, and are part of your business. I don't think Instagram should really be a game of likes and getting more followers and having the prettiest pictures. I think there's a lot more to it than that. So I help my clients and my students and folks like you that I connect with online learn how to use Instagram with intention to grow a really meaningful following on that app. And also help folks think about all different things with social media, digital, and content marketing. So I'm super excited to connect with you here. As always, if you have questions about Instagram, call in. I would love to answer them for you. And you can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall. Now stick around. I'm going to answer a few of your Instagram questions. Thanks for listening.
It's Mary Beth from Germany. I wanted to ask you a quick question. Being in a different culture for me, I have to do a lot of convincing why Instagram's important, and I have my laundry list of why I love it and why I think it's important for business, but I wanted to know if you had to be in a different culture where people are resistant to social media or resistant to trying new platforms, what would be your key points to tell them? Thank you.
Hey Mary Beth, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited to see you here on Anchor. So this is a great question about convincing folks in other cultures why they should be using Instagram for their business or brand. So I have a few things to share with you. The first one is a dirty little secret that we don't talk about much in the Instagram world, and that is that 80% of Instagram users are from outside of the United States. So I know we talk a lot, I know in my circle and the folks that I work with are all US-based, all about using Instagram for business, but only 20% of Instagram's users are in the United States. So I think that's the first point, something you can talk about. I think the next thing is the fact that Instagram is still the most engaging social media platform, although I don't know, maybe Anchor is giving it a run for its money. When you look at engagement on social media, Instagram is king or queen against all the other platforms. And that still means on average around 2-5% engagement for most brands. But if you build the right kind of audience, you can get 10, 20, 30% engagement on Instagram, which is incredible. So I think that's something else that I really love to talk about. And the last thing is just telling folks that social media is an amazing tool for your business or brand because it's virtually free most of the time. I think there's definitely room for investing in coaching or consulting. There's room for investing in stock photography, copywriting. There's a lot you can do with social media to make sure you're doing it well. But at the end of the day, if you're using Instagram as a business or a brand, it's pretty much completely free to you. And you get to control the message, the visual, everything that's happening on Instagram. So I hope those three ideas help you convince a few more folks why they need to be on Instagram and help you get some more clients in Germany. Thanks again for calling in, Mary Beth.
Hey, Tyler. Wow, I just listened to your first episode a few times because it was amazing and it was packed full of awesome tips and tricks for Instagram stories. I definitely took some notes and I'm going to start implementing things right away. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. I'm very grateful I found your station and I'm definitely going to be listening a lot. Thank you. So I think my question would be, as a photographer, what types of content should I be putting out in my Instagram stories? I get kind of stuck between what's attracting photographers and what's attracting my ideal clients, because I know my ideal clients don't care about editing or what lens I used or anything like that. So I was just wondering if you had any tips or tricks that I could use. Awesome. Thank you.
Hey there, Ashley. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for calling in. So this is a question I get a lot, and I especially get it from photographers. So the thing that happens on Instagram as a photographer is it's very easy to attract other photographers, right? Because so many photographers are using Instagram as a part of their marketing strategy. So you're definitely on the right track and thinking about creating and sharing content that is interesting to your ideal client, not to other photographers. So a few things I want you to do. The first thing is look at your hashtags. We have a tendency to use hashtags that are industry specific when we don't need to attract other industry folks. We need to attract real people out in the world who are going to pay for our services. So for photographers, that means I want you to typically use location-based hashtags over anything else. So in using location-based hashtags, you're going to attract people who are in the region or the city where you typically work and find work. So that's the first thing. The next thing is to think about incorporating content on your Instagram feed and into Instagram stories that is more lifestyle-based than anything else. So this is where it's really important that you get clear on your ideal client and your ideal service offering. If you're at a point in what you're doing where you offer a lot of different types of photography to lots of different people, it's going to be hard to build a following on Instagram or to build an audience that's really clear on what you're doing and why you do it. So that means getting clear on the type of photography. Is it weddings, portrait, family, birth, senior? The style of photography that you do. Is it light and airy? Is it dark and moody? Is it documentary lifestyle? Or is it more posed? Is it candid? And then who you want to capture. What ages are they? Where do they live? What is their life like? Why are they choosing photography? Why are they choosing you over another photographer? Doing that kind of work around getting clear on who you're speaking to and what you're offering them. That way you can create content that speaks to them around lifestyle. And you can weave in your personal story and valuable information that they will enjoy so they can connect with you on a deeper level. Because it's really beyond photography. It's beyond the service that you want to connect with people on social media. So I hope that helped, Ashley. Thank you again for calling in and thanks for listening. If you have any more questions, go ahead and give me a call.
Hey Tyler, Christy Shanks here. I'm on Instagram. And my question to you is, how do you know who to follow? And is it true that to have your ratios for the amount of people that you follow looks bad? Let's say if I have 2,000 followers and I'm following 5,000, then it doesn't look like I'm really a good Instagrammer. Just, I hope I'm making sense. I don't know how else to explain it. But what I heard was that in one of the courses that I took was you should always follow less people than you're actually following yourself. Does that make sense?
Hey there, Christy. Thank you so much for calling in with your question. And I'm so excited to connect with you here on Anchor. So this is a question I get a lot about how many people should you be following on Instagram? And I'll be honest, there are different schools of thought around this, but I am at a point where I encourage you, all of the listeners to this, all my clients, all my students, to only follow people on Instagram who inspire you. At the end of the day, there's a lot of noise out there in the world, and I think a lot of us are trying to make sure we're not contributing to that noise. So only follow people on Instagram who you actually want to engage with, whose content you find valuable or interesting, encouraging or inspiring or educational, and connect with those people. Build meaningful relationships. Now, when it comes to the vanity metrics of this all about whether you should have more followers than following, there's definitely something to that. The whole idea of social proof in this world tells us that you should have more people following than you're following yourself, more people following you, excuse me, than you're following yourself, because that shows you have something to say, that people find you interesting, that your content is valuable, and that you aren't just following a lot of other people to try and get them to come and follow you back. Now, other Instagram marketers out there will tell you that you need to follow certain people to kind of put your account into their sphere of influence on the app. Other people will tell you to do follow and unfollow to build a following. Listen, I've done it all. I've done follow, unfollow for my account and other accounts. I've followed certain people to get my account kind of grouped in with their account on the algorithm. And at the end of the day, I'm not interested in seeing shit on Instagram that I'm not interested in engaging with. So I follow people in my industry who I connect with on kind of a value-to-value, purpose-to-purpose level. I follow businesses that I support even when they have really crappy Instagram feeds. I follow my friends who aren't using Instagram for anything other than a way to document their life. And I follow inspiring and interesting stuff that I love, like the Dodo account that posts videos and photos of animals, and accounts that post nail art, and accounts that do cookie and cake decorating, because I really like that content. So I want to encourage you to follow and engage with content that's actually interesting to you. Now, there's totally room on Instagram for engaging outwardly with other people to connect with them and to draw them back to your account. But I think that's best done through hashtags and through engaging with content on accounts that have a similar following. But just following people because you want them to follow you back or get eyes on your content isn't really a best practice. Also, if you're following 5,000 people, my friend, you're not seeing any of their content. And the content you actually want to see is probably being buried in your feed. So work on cleaning up that following and just following people that you want to keep up with. Thanks again for the question. If you have any more, feel free to send them in. And thanks for listening. All right, everyone, that is all for today. So thanks again for sending in those questions. Thanks to everyone who has sent in questions that I have not gotten to yet. They are on my list, and I'm going to answer a few questions every few days here on Anchor. So keep listening, and I'll publish your call in. As always, if you have questions about Instagram or social media marketing, go ahead and call into the station. I would love to hear from you and answer your question right here. And if you have ideas about things you want to learn more about, things that I could do episodes on, or even people that you would love me to talk to and interview right here on Anchor, give me a call and let me know, and we'll start getting some more content created for you. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall. And if you're interested in learning more about Instagram for your business or brand, I would love to connect with you on Facebook in my free Facebook group called the IG Advantage. Head on over to tylerjmccall.com/group and you can find us, or just search for the IG Advantage on Facebook and request to join, and I'll see you there. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you more soon.